Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thanks, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Here we are, Thursday, July the 30th, 2020, 7:30, 15 coming up on 16 minutes past the hour, and we thank Dr. Ron Arusi, superintendent of the Marion City Schools, and the amazing Kreskin for being on in hour number one. And the information from Dr. Arusi was very interesting. If you have a student in Marion City, in the Marion City Schools, and honestly, it sounds like all the county schools as well are working in accordance with Marion Public Health to see how we're going to go back to school. And right now, it is a hybrid system, but that may not be the case when we actually get there. Who's to say at this point? It's all up in the air. It's a very confusing time. It's a very confusing time, I'm sure, for them. It's a very confusing time, I think, for parents. It's just, it's a mess at this particular point. But we're going to soldier on here. Don't forget, coming up this morning on the air with Glenn Coble, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. I believe his guest is James Anderson this morning. Then we will have Swap Shop today from 12:10 to 1 p.m. right here on this station. Don't miss any of those programs. Now, I've had a guest, I think, every hour this week. This hour, I don't know that I have a guest, so there's a lot of stuff that I have wanted to talk about that maybe I can get into this hour. By the way, if you have any questions, hit me up on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hit me up and we can talk about whatever you'd like. Do you have any questions, comments about what Dr. Arusi had to say? What do you make of it? What do you think's going to happen sports-wise? Gee whiz. What a mess. What a mess we're headed into. What a mess this whole thing has been is really just kind of the point. And to learn that his mother, Dr. Arusi's mother, had passed away from the COVID-19, I did not know that. And what a horrible, horrible event that is. But it just goes to show you it is affecting people directly. Now, let's see here. What do we have to talk about? Well, you know, there are some things we could talk about in broad strokes at this point, and maybe we will do that momentarily. But I do want to remind everybody, tomorrow is going to be a huge day here at WWGH Radio, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, because all morning tomorrow, I'm going to be joined by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, live in studio. Now, how this is going to work tomorrow is Ted will be on from 8 until 10 as a guest on this show. Now, I believe Kreskin is coming back tomorrow as well via telephone to do a 15-minute interview with Ted. And then from 10 a.m. tomorrow until 12 noon, Ted will be hosting his own show doing The Family Feud, which will be great because I know everybody likes to play The Family Feud. So that will be tomorrow from 10 a.m. till 12 noon, the Golden Voice Show with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, doing Family Feud. And then tomorrow from 12 until 1 on The Exchange Club, the guest will be Ted Williams and 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. So you're not going to want to miss that. That'll be on from 12 to 1 tomorrow. And we will have people coming and going all day. It'll be a real, real big event here. And remember, the gifts that Ted will be giving away from that 10 until 12 show when he's doing Family Feud will be things he found in his closet. So that will be fascinating. Nothing like that has ever been done before here on this station. And to top all of that off, we also tomorrow have some big announcements as the day goes on in regard to the podcasting world. So that's going to be very interesting. So you're not going to want to miss that. So Friday, a big day here at WWGH Radio that you really don't want to miss, or you're going to be out of the loop, as they say, as far as news goes. So that's tomorrow, last day of July, July 31st, 2020, 8:10 a.m. until 1 p.m. in the afternoon. 8:10 a.m. till 1 p.m. Don't miss any of that. Now, okay, let's see, what do I have to talk about? Okay, let's talk about yesterday. Now, yesterday on this show, Terry Tackett was the guest. And at some point during the show, we decided that people need cheered up. Because people are upset, people are on edge, people are nervous. It's just a thing right now. People don't know what's going to happen. They don't know how their life's going to be as we head into the fall and Halloween and Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of that. And everybody's nervous. So, there is a thing for so many years that has been known as Christmas in July. So we decided yesterday that it's July. We were going to celebrate Christmas in a way yesterday by getting out a Christmas song that heretofore had never been heard on this station. Now, we were not going to play this Christmas song. Terry and myself and Glenn Coble were going to sing this song, which we did. Now, the song was the very well-known... It's turned into a Christmas tune, but I don't necessarily think it's a Christmas song. It's more of a winterish song, but it's Darlene Love's Marshmallow World. Now, we did this yesterday about four times to really get you in the Christmas mood. Now, the thing about this is there were mixed reviews. Now, it seemed like people really loved or really hated it. Now, and I will say this, from the people I heard back from, there was much more love involved than hate. Now, Glenn Coble, I think, hated it. Because Glenn can be stiff. And Glenn was a little stiff yesterday. He had a traumatic experience. He had a traumatic singing experience when he was younger that prohibits him from singing alone. Now, a good psychologist could get him on a couch and really work his brain over and find out what that's really all about, but he just can't sing alone. Now, Terry and I can't sing worth a lick, and we told you yesterday that the song was going to be bad. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We were doing it a cappella. We didn't have a band. We didn't have backup music. We didn't have anything. We didn't even know the lyrics. We had to print them off. We were just doing this to cheer you up, the listening audience. Now, I don't think Glenn liked it. But he was in a singing group once. I believe it was the Inkblots. It was not the Inkblots, but we do have the record on the studio wall here in the. I think it was the Kingston Trio or something like that. So Glenn did not like it. And then last night, I was actually with somebody who said they muted the radio when we were singing. But see, I'm not sure if they did not like our singing or if they just did not like the song. Because they said they'd never heard the song before. And it might have been a combination of both. They hated our singing and they hated the song. It could have been a, you know, two-for-one special. But I heard that last night. But also, I heard back from other people that said they really liked it. Now, to be honest with you, I haven't heard it yet. You know, I was a part of it. I haven't heard the repeat, so I really don't know what it sounded like. But we heard back from people who liked it. Now, remember, we were not doing this to be professional singers yesterday. We were not doing this to try to get in the Hall of Fame. We were doing this to try to entertain people who are in a very sad place. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Yes, are you there, caller?
Say it again. Say it again.
Now, so it was that good for you. Oh, sing it again. We got to sing it again. Well, see, people love the song, and I think people need to be cheered up. Now, obviously, I'm not going to sing it again today because, you know, I'm here alone, and I don't know that that would be good, and I don't have the lyrics in front of me right now. But I will say this, that maybe tomorrow, you never know, it could happen tomorrow. We might sing tomorrow. Ted will be here. Mary Ellen will be here. Maybe, ooh, wouldn't that be good? Ted, Mary Ellen, and myself all doing Marshmallow World. Wouldn't that be a classic moment? Maybe we could videotape it or take pictures or something like that. It would be a winner of epic proportions tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss tomorrow. Tomorrow's huge. It's a huge day. But here's the thing about the marshmallow world. I'm not sure I'm going to do that tomorrow. What did people think of it yesterday? Now we really want your honest opinion here. Were we horrible singers? That's what we want to know. I want to know. Was it that traumatic? Because I've heard back now from like two people who felt it was really traumatic. And I, you know, we don't want to traumatize the listening audience. We want to entertain. We want to make you happy. We want to make you think it's Christmas in July. So we want to hear feedback on this fascinating thing we did yesterday. Go ahead, caller.
I heard someone's looking for an honest opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Say no more. It was terrible.
Terrible. Yeah, that bad.
Let me rephrase that. Terrible would have been an upgrade.
Right. So what was the?
That's
was it
what
the,
made it so funny. Like, we weren't expecting you to be good. I mean, if you could sing, like, you wouldn't be doing what you were doing. But I have. Can I just make a little suggestion?
Oh, go now. We can't. I don't. I'm not hearing you very well. So yeah, I want to hear the suggestion though.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
That's better.
Okay. How about maybe like an all request hour? Like the callers could make requests.
For us to sing?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'd like to be the first. How about Blue Suede Shoes?
So you want us to do Elvis?
Yeah, I think that, because, I mean, honestly, I don't think anybody's in the holiday spirit.
Well, that's what we were trying to do yesterday. So what, okay, so this begs the question. Was it the song, or was it the way we sang it?
Well, I think it was a combination, because no one's thinking of Christmas in July. Absolutely no one. And even if they were, it was just terrible. But it's okay, because like I said, that's what makes it funny. We didn't expect you guys to be all good and perfect and on key or anything like that. So...
Now, here's my question. Here's my question about the thing. So, knowing that it was going to stink, because we prefaced it with, it's going to stink.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
So, knowing that it stank... was it enjoyable? That's what we're.
Oh,
looking.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, good. So you laughed.
Yeah, I laughed a hundred times. I just think that it would be better to do like an all request hour. Like no one's ready for Christmas Carol.
Well, see, here's the thing. That's what we wanted. We wanted people to laugh, and that was the whole thing. So tomorrow, when we get a Golden Voice in here, who's obviously a tenor, and we get Mary Ellen, who probably will kill me if I try to make her sing that song, and we get it all together, because, you know, she'll be coming in. We're going to talk about the Federal Reserve and get a real answer on this chain shortage tomorrow right from Mary Ellen. So, I mean, the three... Now, that's different, though. See, that's not Terry and Glenn and I. That's Golden Voice and Mary Ellen. And I doing Marshmallow
right,
World.
Right, that may be an improvement. I don't know.
Well, wouldn't it?
So you're not up for the idea of the request hour?
Oh, no, I don't mind the request hour, but I don't know that I'm going to do it alone. I mean, I would have to get, you know, the people in here again next week to do it. But tomorrow, how would you feel about Marshmallow World with Golden Voice?
Probably what I'm looking forward to, and that's the Family Feud.
Oh, do you want to win something out of Ted's closet?
Well, I mean, that depends. Like, if it's a pair of dirty socks or something, I would probably pass. But I don't know what Ted has in his closet.
Well, I don't know either. But autographed, those dirty socks might be worth something on eBay.
You never know. No, probably not.
You never. Well, that's going to be fascinating tomorrow from 10 until.
I can't wait. I would have never thought. I never even watched that game show on TV, but playing it over the radio, the excitement.
You know, I think it's much more made for the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Even more than television.
Well, and it's kind of fun because we can't Google the answers. So it's sort of just, you know, you have to kind of go with your own personal knowledge.
Well, that's what I like, is that people can't Google. Because,
yeah.
You know, people Google everything, and I like the idea that that has to be a genuine answer.
Mm-hmm.
So no Marshmallow World is what you're saying tomorrow with Marianne and Golden Voice?
Well, I don't want to make everybody else mad. I mean, if everybody else wants it, okay. But I sort of thought, like, spruce it up a little and let people make requests.
Well, we'll see. If there's what song would fit that particular group?
I'm still holding out for Blue Suede Shoes.
Blue Suede Shoes. Well, you know, I'll let Glenn know, because Glenn apparently has some trauma about singing alone. But maybe during the 10 to 12 show today, you can or during Swap Shop, because Glenn will be on from 10 until 1 today, you can call in and say, Glenn.
I was editing yesterday when he was saying that, oh, there was a car accident, and that there was this and that thing, the singing.
Oh, did he say? See, I must have tuned out, because see, what did Glenn say?
It was right before you guys saying, if you were trying to set the mood, telling us to close our eyes, and it's cold outside and it's snowing, and he says, and there's a car accident that just happened.
Oh, yeah.
I
well, you know,
laughing.
That's how Glenn is. You know, sometimes you got to put a muzzle on Glenn and sit him over.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
I thought it was funny.
Well, I'm glad it was funny, because that's what we were going for. So I think we hit our core audience yesterday.
Okay, well, enough constructive criticism. I'll talk to you later,
thank
Scott.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open. Now, do you think that's a thing tomorrow, Mary Ellen and Golden Voice and me doing Marshmallow World during the 12 o'clock hour? That could be a thing tomorrow. I don't know yet, but it could be. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. About 31 minutes past the hour this morning. I just did not realize there would be such a traumatic effect from that song with certain people. But then there are other people who really like the song. So I don't know. I don't think we were good singers at all. Now don't get under that impression that I think it was good singing, because it wasn't. But I think it was good enough to where you could hear the words, which is the important part, and you could hear the tempo, which I think is the important part. That's what I was going for. Words and tempo. Words and tempo. And I think we got there. But if you have anything to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're here today talking to you, the listening audience. All right, so that was Marshmallow World. Okay, now, here's last Saturday, you know, I have a car. I got the new car New Year's Eve. And about 2 weeks ago, the little wrench light came on, the little orange wrench light on the dashboard came on, and then the mileage started blinking at me. And, you know, here's how much about cars I don't know. You know, I thought, oh, what is this? Is something going wrong? Do we have trouble? What's the issue here? So I look it up, and it says it could be your maintenance. It's just time for maintenance. So I thought, oh, okay, because it's not running rough or anything. So I thought, well, maybe it just needs some maintenance. So this past weekend, I took it to a place to get maintenance. Now, here's the problem in the pandemic world. I go in and I say, okay, here's the deal. Here's the make and model and year of my car. And here's what's going on. The little orange wrench is lit up and the mileage is blinking. What needs to be done? What needs to be done? And they say, well, it sounds like you need an oil change. Okay, oil change sounds good. So I say, okay, let's get the oil change done. Now, this is fairly early on Saturday in the day. I don't think the place closed until like 6. So it's probably, I don't know, maybe 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, all I need is an oil change. And there were not a lot of cars there, to be honest with you. Because at this place, I don't think there were appointments. I think it was first come, first serve. But there definitely were not a lot of cars there. So I said, yes, let's get the oil change done. And they say it'll be 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours for an oil change. Now, how in the world, 2.5 hours? But, you know, you got to get it done. I don't want that light on. I don't want the thing blinking. So I say, okay, 2.5 hours. That'll be fine. Let's do it. 2.5 hours. So I go and I do some other things for 2.5 hours. And 2.5 hours, about 2:30, I come back, and the car is done. So I have to say they did that. And I said, okay, now, what was wrong? What was, because I don't know if it was just the maintenance. I don't know if it did need an oil change. I don't know. So the person who's working the counter starts to read the paperwork for the whatever was done. And apparently the paperwork was not very good because the person said, well, I think we did put some oil in it, but I don't know if it needed any oil. To me, I said, oh, well, see, if it didn't need any oil, then why did you put oil in it? See, I think that would be the obvious question. But again, I'm not a mechanic. I can't say for sure. So I say, well, did the dashboard light go off? Did the mileage blinking go off? Because this is a new car. I don't know. I've never done this before. And the lady says, well, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I say, I don't want to go out to the car after waiting 2.5 hours here and find out that the light's still blinking and that little orange light is still on, because that's the whole reason I came in here today. So now we got to call somebody in from the garage, because the lady who's helping me has no idea. So she calls somebody in from the garage, and the guy comes in from the garage, and I don't think he was the one who did whatever was done to my car, because he had no idea either. So now we're getting closer to like 3 hours of me standing here. And there's somebody else standing beside this lady who's helping me, another lady standing beside her. So now we're going to go to this lady to get all the answers to see what was going on. Now, this lady never looks at the paperwork at all, but she says, well, my lady who's waiting on me, she says to the other lady, are those lights off? And the lady says, well, yeah, I'm sure they flipped those off. Well, flipping those lights off, that's okay. But what was the problem? You know, was this the annual maintenance? Because, again, I just got this car on New Year's Eve. I had not had that happen. So I don't know if it's the annual maintenance or if something really was wrong. And not having a background in mechanics, I don't know. So I said to the second woman, I said, well, do you think it was the annual maintenance or do you think that it needed oil? Because apparently that's where we are. So she grabs the paperwork now and she looks at it after not looking at it. And she says, oh, okay, let's see here. It looks as if oil was put in, which I already knew because the first lady had told me that. Oil was put in, but it doesn't look like you needed any oil, so I'm going to guess it was just the annual maintenance. And I said, oh, okay. So I said, well, when should I get this done again? And she said October, which is 3 months from now. Now, again, I assume the car on New Year's Eve. So, 7 months in is when this light came on the first time. 7 months. For good or bad, however often I drive, it took 7 months for this light to come on. And I don't know how long the light had not been on before that, because I did not get the car until New Year's Eve. But now they're telling me I need to come back every 3 months to get the annual maintenance for something that, and I don't even think there's a problem. I don't think there was a problem this past weekend, and I don't think there's a problem now. So I don't know. But now I know there's a sticker in the window of my car that tells me I need to go back on October the 23rd to get maintenance again. But see, this to me seems a little odd, because it took seven plus months the first time for the first light to come on. So I'm not really sure if this should be done. Is that even right? Does anybody know anything about cars? Does that sound right to you, that every 3 months you should be going in to get the annual maintenance? Or is this just some kind of a little thing where they can charge you money and like mess around with your stuff and do whatever? You know, I don't know. I may be wrong. Maybe they're totally honest about this. Because obviously if I had a problem between now and October, I would have to go get it looked at. But it just seems odd to me that it took 7+ months for the light to come on, but now I need to go back and have it checked out every 3 months. Even though there was nothing wrong. Has anybody else had this problem? Because cars are so electronically controlled now that it's very difficult to really know what's going on with any of them. It's a very difficult thing to figure out. If anybody has an answer, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about cars? And does this story mean anything to anybody? And by the way, and this just will tell you how antisocial I am when I'm in the store, waiting for 2.5 hours. For the maintenance to be done, I saw somebody. Now, normally, most people I would go up and have a nice little conversation with, because I like to conversate with people. There's nothing wrong with that. But there was somebody who I particularly did not want to have a conversation with, only because there was somebody else in this person's group that I ran into like 2 months ago. And the person came up and just talked my ear off. And the problem was, I was busy doing something else at that time, and it became hard to get away from the person. And I thought, oh no, the same issue is going to happen here. I'm going to get cornered by this person because she's in that same group, and I'm not going to be able to get away. And this 2.5 hours is going to seem like 4.5 hours. So I kind of hid, because I knew... I could see this person in the aisle and running around the aisle and doing whatever they need to do. So I just kind of slipped behind something so this person would not see me, so I would not have to have this conversation, which I particularly didn't want to have. Now, normally, conversations are great. You know, I like to be approached by people when people by and large are very, very nice. People come up and they say hello, and sometimes they do have something to say of great consequence or good conversation, and I love getting in a good conversation. You wouldn't be in radio if you didn't want to have conversations. But I it was just one of those things where I thought, if I get in a conversation with this person, it's never going to end. So here are two questions. Was that the right thing to do? Or are you one of those people who stops and talks to everybody? How are you? How are you? You know, and then how do you get out of those conversations when you do not want them to go on and on and on forever and ever and ever? Also, what do you think about the car situation? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear your opinion on this, because clearly I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to this particular subject. Now, we've talked about the oil change. Okay, here is something strange that happened. Now, well, let's just go to this real... Well, I might save that for tomorrow, because we're down to about 18 minutes today, and I'm not sure I'll have time to get to that one. And we've talked about this. Okay, where are we here? Okay. Yeah, I want to get these last two stories in. So, yesterday. It would have been yesterday. I came into the studio yesterday, and I usually get here between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. At the latest, sometimes I'm running late, maybe 7:45. But that's usually about the time that I get here in the morning. So, yesterday morning, I come in here, and I walk into the studio, and I usually stop at the receptionist desk to see if there are any notes there for me or anything, if anything came in the night before. And there was a poster there from Schmitz, which, by the way, I'll read this to you so you know the goings-on here. Schmitz is having a pop-up event on August the 7th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. in Founders Park, downtown Marion. Proceeds will benefit Marion Matters. So that is what's going to go on. Schmitz is having a pop-up event on August 7th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. that the proceeds go to Marion Matters in Founders Park in downtown Marion. Okay, that was laying on the desk. Now, along with that on the desk was an index card. And I saved this index card because I wanted to make sure I read it just as the index card was written. Now, this index card says, "I was here! Mom. I was here! Mom." Okay. Now, here's the thing. Was this my mother? I don't know. Because it could have been somebody else's mother. Now, off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of who else's mother this could have been. I can't think of anybody else's mother it would have been. But here's the thing. My mother, I don't believe, has ever been to this studio in the 11 months we've been here. And the other thing is, the last studio we were in, which we were in for, let's see, probably 2.5 years, she never was in that studio. 2.5 years, Mom was never in the studio. So I don't know the last time that my mom had been to the radio station. Clearly, it's been at least 3.5 years since she's ever been to the radio station. Now, first of all, what I don't understand is why she would have came on a Tuesday, because that's when this would have been, because I got this note on Wednesday morning. I don't know why she would have been here on a Tuesday, but I did. I thought, well, I want to see if this is my mother. So I sent her a text yesterday, and I said, were you at the radio studio? Because I got this index card. And no response. No response to this point. More than 24 hours later, no response from my mother, which is about my relationship with my mother. You know, index cards and no return texts. So I don't know who left this note. Now I'm starting to doubt, did my mother leave this note? Because I'm trying to figure out, why would she have been here on a Tuesday? And there were some shows here Tuesday night. You know, the pastor was on Tuesday night. Linda was on Tuesday night. I believe Terry was here on Tuesday night. I know he was. Nobody saw my mother here. And again, I don't know where this index card came from. So I don't know who was here and if this is even for me, because it doesn't have anybody's name on it. I don't know if it was my mother, somebody else's mother. Apparently my mother is off the radar at this point, and we're just not talking. So I don't know. What do you think? Is it one of these ghost things? Is it maybe because I have been so anti-ghost over the years, now the ghosts are out to get me? They're out to get me. They've had it, so now they're leaving me index cards, apparently. Do you think this could possibly be a thing? Fascinating, isn't it? What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, why don't you just call your mother and ask her if she was at the studio on Tuesday night? Well, here's the reason. Because I cannot call people. I just cannot dial the phone. I have that disease to where I cannot call people on the telephone. Now, I can send a text, I can send an email, I can send a Facebook message, I can do all that, and I can answer the phone, which is the weird thing. If somebody calls me, I can very well answer the phone, but to just call somebody up out of the blue, I can't do it. I have a clinical, obviously, disease. I don't know what that is, where I cannot call somebody on the phone. Now, I thought when my mother got that text, I thought this would have went two ways. Number one, I thought she would either get the text and say, oh, yes, I was at the studio, and responded, yes, I was there. Or she would have gotten that text and said, I have no idea what he's talking about. I better call him up and ask me why he's asking me if I was at the studio. Now, neither of these things has happened at this point. Now, does anybody understand this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I don't think, because I was trying to think about this, because I think everybody else's mother around here has went on to their reward. I can't think, because Terry's mother, who I knew very well, went on to her reward. Sean's mother has went on. Adam's mother has went on. Glenn and the pastor and Linda and, you know, I think everybody's mother has gone on to their reward at this particular time. So I really don't know Nate. Now Nate's mother might still be around, and maybe it was for Nate because he was in here on Wednesday. I don't know. Very, very peculiar, to be honest with you. But hopefully I'll get to the bottom of this. If I get to the bottom of this story, I will let you know, to be sure. Now, don't forget, On the Air with Glenn Coble will be coming up 10 a.m. until 12 noon this morning. His guest will be James Anderson from the Marion Tallgrass Trail. And then Swap Shop today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. All right, phone lines are open. Any questions or comments? 740-383-9944. What do you think? Give me a call. Kind of a quiet morning, to be honest. What did you think of what Dr. Arusi had to say this morning, Marion City School Superintendent, about the start of schools and that whole mess? That's going to be very interesting when that all shakes out. Well, I'm going to save this note from my mom, because heavens knows we don't need any curses there or anything. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a tip from an old lady that also does not know anything about a car. You really need to take it to a reputable person that does it every day, because I've known of people that has taken their vehicles to, places, and they didn't get the plug on the oil pan tight, and the people went down the road and they blew their engine. So you think how much you paid for that vehicle, and if you don't know anything about it, you need to get a relationship with a mechanic.
Well, that is true, because, you know, when you have a relationship with a mechanic, they can help you with these things, because I clearly know nothing about it, and the people who worked on it really did not seem to know if it was maintenance or if they actually did an oil change.
Okay, that should have been your first clue, and you think what you paid for that vehicle, would you, that's a lot of money. So you need to develop a relationship with a mechanic that you can trust. And for a tip, Precision Auto on Mount Vernon Avenue is who I use all the time, and they are great.
You know, you know what's interesting about Precision, and obviously this is not a commercial for them, but one time I had a car that I thought was having transmission trouble, and it was a cold, cold day. It was, you know, like 5 degrees outside. And I went into Precision and I told the guy, I said, you know, I think the car is having transmission trouble. I don't really know what's going on. It was cold. I said, I'm not sure if it's the cold or the transmission. And they said, okay, well, go over here. We'll pull it in and look at it. So I was there maybe 45 minutes waiting on them to pull it in and look at it. And they got it up on the rack and they looked at it. And then the guy came over to explain to me what they had done. And the guy said, well, I don't see any transmission trouble in it. I think it's just the cold outside, but we topped off your transmission fluid. We refilled it and topped it off, and it seems to be running okay now that the car's all warmed up. And I said, oh, okay, that's great. I said, how much do I owe you? And he said, nothing. And I thought, I put that on the social media, because I could not believe in this day and age, in a very a corporate business like that, that somebody would be so nice. And you know, the transmission fluid, if nothing, I'm sure the labor cost them money, but the transmission fluid cost them money, and they didn't charge me a penny. And I thought, what a good way to build up business.
So that should be your first, whether it's Precision or whoever. But I've always had really good relationship with them. Everybody that's been there has worked on cars for a long time. And Jody, their receptionist, is top-notch. So that's about all I can say about Precision today, but I use them all the time, and I would trust them with my 15-year-old vehicle.
Well, you know, I tell you, the only reason I did not go to Precision, and I did call them this last time, was because I called them on Saturday,
and they're not open.
They're not open. And then when I finally did get a hold of somebody, right now they're only doing stuff like that by appointment, because they're busy and because of the COVID.
Yeah.
And the times that they had, I could not, you know, I was here or I was someplace else, and I couldn't do it. So that's one of the also unfortunate things of this whole pandemic is, people are doing things by appointment. A lot of hairdressers are doing that, and you got to kind of get in there.
Yeah, the world isn't made for you and me.
That's right.
And so I just wanted to give them a plug because they've always been great to me, and they've been working on vehicles for a long time. They just didn't drag them off of the street yesterday.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thank you for the tip. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, that is true, and but yeah, a lot of these places are only coming up by appointment now, so it's very interesting. 740-383-9944, the phone lines are open 55 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we will get you on the air. Do you have anything to say about what Dr. Arusi, superintendent of the Marion City Schools, said this morning? I thought that was very, very enlightening from Dr. Arusi, because there was a lot of stuff in there I had not heard as of this morning. You know, right now, it is going to be, I forget the term he used, but it's going to be staggered learning, that kids will go 2 days a week. Half the kids will go 2 days, and then the other half will go the other 2 days, and Wednesday the buildings will be shut down for cleaning. But there is still a possibility, under the direction of Tracy Kinsler over at Marion Public Health, that they could go all digital. But we don't know yet, and we'll see how all that goes. Also very interesting what he had to say about high school sports, because is that going to come off? We don't know. And Dr. Arusi did not seem very confident that that is. And I don't think a lot of people are very confident at this point that the high school football and the other high school sports are going to come off this fall, especially with what was announced yesterday by the state in regard to no scrimmages at this particular point. Now, we also learned this morning that Dr. Arusi's mother has passed away from COVID, which is horrible, and we certainly send our condolences to him. But, you know, it's one of those things, again, where Terry and I were talking about it yesterday. Until you know somebody who, until it impacts your family, I guess you don't understand the gravity of the situation. And I think that is a good example of it. What we heard this morning. So that's where it is now. And I think Dr. Arusi said he was meeting with Tracy Kinsler again tomorrow, and we'll see where we are tomorrow as we continue on in this mess. Okay, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open if you have an opinion on that or anything else. Also, don't forget tonight's program with Kreskin on YouTube at 8 p.m. Remembering Regis Philbin. That'll be worth listening to. And then tomorrow morning, Ted Williams will be here all morning starting at 8 a.m. right through 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, will join us from 12 to 1 tomorrow. So there is that going on. 740-383-9944. You know, there are two more stories that I wanted to get into here this morning that I do not have time to, that we're in the two-minute crunch at this particular point. So we'll just have to leave it at that. So, and Glenn Coble coming up next hour for 2 hours with James Anderson from the Marion Tallgrass Trail, and then Swap Shop from 12 to 1 today, where you can call and sell, buy your used goods from 12 until 1 p.m. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, this is Harold. The school situation, I thought the doctor did a great job this morning explaining the situation and steps that they were taking and looking at. I just feel sorry for the kids. I remember my senior year, which was a long, 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 long time ago. And I can't imagine comparing that to what the kids are going through now. Senior year is usually the one you remember, one of the ones, it's your best year, it's your last year, and to have it change so much like it's going to be, I just feel bad for the kids, the athletes, you know, the seniors, that's supposed to be their best year. Doesn't look good for them. Actually, it doesn't even look good for college and pro, in my opinion. I don't know. Even in basketball, everybody's touching that ball, with sweaty hands and whatever. So, you know, that's not a good situation either, even in basketball. So I don't know what's going to happen with sports, but it's just a shame, you know. Of course, obviously, the biggest shame is people dying. So, you know, like you said, you know, feels bad for the families that have lost someone. It's just, you know, I kind of agreed with the president. I thought he was right, and we were both totally wrong. I thought it would be like the flu. You know, when it got sunny and hot, I thought it would go away like the flu, but it did not. So.
No, it certainly did not, and not good right now. And to hear that Dr. Arusi's mother had passed away from this, I'm sure, again, I it's just one of those things right now until it impacts you personally. I don't think you fully understand the gravity of this illness, and I'm sure that's something that is of impact to him. So we'll see how it goes in the fall. We've got about a month yet to find out, but right now it's looking interesting.
We just have to keep doing everything we can, whether or not you believe in the mask. You need to wear it. I work part-time at Whirlpool, and I gotta do a shout out. A lady was talking about you know, the car shops and what a good job they do. I think Whirlpool is doing an outstanding job. You know, they got about 2,500 employees out there, and you know, they have just done everything I think you can do to keep their employees safe. Hand sanitizers all over the place. They have they've shut down their water fountains, and they're giving out bottled water. They've got plexiglass panels between workstations. They got everybody separated. I mean, it's just everybody's wearing a mask, and they're doing it. Handed to the employees because it is warm in that shop, and they're wearing a mask. It's uncomfortable, but they're doing it, and you know, they've had really good results in there. So everybody's staying safe, and everybody is working and taking home a paycheck. So as far as I'm concerned, hats off to Whirlpool in Marion. So
absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for the kind words for them. We're out of time today, but it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Okay, take care, Scott.
Take care. Bye bye.
And Glenn Coble's coming up right around the corner with James Anderson. Stay tuned.
I'm amazed at all of these celebrities that you get. You're gone through quite a bunch there. You're my favorite interviewer.
And that's all the time we have for today. We will be back tomorrow. Don't miss it, starting at 10:15 in the morning. This is Scott Spears for This Day, heading for the Dugout.
This is WGH.